Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Beyond Reality on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Shelley Kerr, and I'm so glad you're here. You can call me if you'd like to talk. The toll-free number is 1-877-876-5227, or you can send me an email to drshelley@galactichealing.org. What I want to talk about tonight is all of the stuff going on in our world today and how I believe we need to respond to that. I just got back from a trip to New York City, and I was on a radio program there with a Catholic priest and a Jewish rabbi. And this was right after all of the events in the Middle East began unfolding. It was very, very interesting, and it made me think about some things that I wanted to talk to you about tonight. There got to be this whole discussion during this program because obviously this is such a heated discussion and so many people have so many different views on it. You know, from the Catholic perspective, the Vatican coming out and telling Israel that they should not have, you know, retaliated like this. But on the other side of the coin, from the Israeli point of view, they're saying, hey, you know, we've got to defend ourselves. I mean, what would you do? And it's a really, really sticky situation. I mean, a lot of the messages, the really positive messages that you're hearing here at BBS Radio, I mean, now's the time that we really need to start not only hearing messages, but acting on these messages. And we talked about this. The program was called, it was a religious program, and the point of it is, I mean, you know, should we pray? Should we meditate about these things? Should we pray for world peace? And the answer is, of course, we should. Every single person listening to this right now, I mean, we need to hold intent and hold the world in light and see and feel and imagine the world as the peaceful place that we want to live in. It just gets to be such an impassioned situation, as this rabbi just really was getting just very almost angry at some of the people who are calling in on this thing. Because the fact is, I mean, that the bottom line is, as human beings on the planet, in more of a third dimensional reality, the human being has a survival instinct. I mean, that's like the most basic of all human being needs. I mean, if someone's trying to kill you, I mean, this is what he was talking about. If somebody's trying to kill you, of course, you've got to get up and defend yourself. There gets to be the whole thing about, like, you know, how much force is too much force, and certainly, I mean, it probably wasn't the best thing that they crippled the airports in Lebanon, so now all of the people are trapped there and having a heck of a time getting out. But on the other side of the coin, I guess the bottom line is we're all trying to survive. So how can we blend and kind of reconcile the survival instinct with the other side of the coin, which is, you know, let's just be passive and hope that this stuff stops? I mean, the problem is that violence always begets more violence. That's just the bottom line. I mean, I don't know what they could have done. I mean, you would like to think they could have just maybe gone over and talked to the people, but I think we really do have some crazy people in this world. And then there gets to be the whole issue about innocent people. You know, when you're retaliating against the country, I mean, obviously innocent people are getting caught in the crossfire, and that is completely unacceptable. I don't think that any country that goes to war, including the United States, I mean, certainly our intent it probably is not to go over there and start killing innocent people. But the bottom line is that that's what happens. And so how can we, as peaceful citizens of the world, begin to open more dialogue around the world and not just say, hey, you did this to me, now I'm going to come do this to you. If we were based completely on eye for an eye mentality, I mean, we might as well just blow the whole place to bits. Somehow we've got to think about being more diplomatic. Although then you get into this whole political issue, like after 9/11, if we had just, for the majority of people in this country, in this, the current mentality that this country is actually in and hopefully shifting out of, it would be completely unacceptable for the United States to just sit back while someone bombs our buildings. Because citizenry expects to be safe. That's the bottom line. But I think what gets to be really a sticky situation is that people use God as an excuse for violence. And I think that is completely unacceptable. But when you really look back at the holy books throughout the ages, the Bible and all the others, a lot of those books talk about violence in the name of God. I personally, the God that I believe in doesn't believe in violence. And I don't think violence can ever be justified. God came down here and told me to go do this. I don't think so. I just don't think so. And so as these things are playing out, it was just a really, really interesting experience to be in the studio while everyone's getting all fired up and almost yelling at each other and everything. And it's just like, oh, my God. I mean, it was like sitting right in ringside seats for like a little mini microcosm of like the tensions that are going on in the world. What are we going to do about it? We need to pray. We need to hold peace and light. But what are we going to physically do about it? I mean, there's a certain energy that says that if you and I and a bunch of other people will sit and pray and be in meditation and be in that peaceful space, that just by putting that out, then that energy will emanate around us and it will ripple out into the world and create a more peaceful space. And I definitely believe that because I've seen evidence of that in my life and in the lives of many, many people who I've talked to and worked with through the years. So that certainly is one way to be proactive. But I'm talking about really doing something besides just within ourselves. Can we reach out to people of other faiths and try to at least understand where they come from? You really can if you really step out of the emotional aspect of it. I mean, I can see where both parties are coming from. Yes, the rabbi's talking about our country's under siege, somebody's coming to kill us, we have to get up and retaliate. We cannot allow people to come over here and try to kill us. And like I said, it gets back to that survival instinct. I kind of can understand where they're coming from. But on the other side of the coin, I understand where, the peace-loving citizens of the world are coming from as well. I mean, do we really need to go bomb somebody's airport? I mean, that just seems a bit extreme. So I don't know. That's the real thing. I mean, it's just things that I've been thinking about. What's really just bugging me lately is that the more of this stuff that we start seeing playing out on the news, then there's just more and more people who are starting to allow these things to support their theories that the world is coming to an end. And this has got me really concerned. I mean, some of you who are listening to this right now probably believe that this is the beginning of the end. And you can probably cite places in the Book of Revelations and other sacred texts that would lend credence to all of these events playing out. I think I read a really great book on Kabbalah by Yehuda Berg. He's one from the Kabbalah Institute. This is a really good book called Power of Kabbalah. And one of the things in the book was talking about, and I, excuse me for not knowing exactly what this is about, but it's somewhere in there about there was actually written in the sacred Hebrew texts, there was like a prophecy, and it actually named bin Laden in that prophecy. And so you probably know more about this than I do, but what I'm saying is that when we talk about prophecy and we talk about things that are coming to pass, and then we look at world events and we go, oh, see, it's happening, then what we're doing is we're creating more and more of that stuff in the world. And, you know, to me, one of the books that I wrote was called Edgar Cayce's Guide to Gemstones. And so I did a lot of studying of Edgar Cayce, who was known as the world's greatest psychic. Edgar Cayce, during his lifetime, he lived in the like 1940s and 50s time period, he had many, many, many prophecies about different things that were going to supposedly transpire on our Earth, particularly as they related to Earth changes. And he, one of the things that he said was that the Earth is going to, the axis of the Earth is going to tip, and it's going to, the poles are going to shift and all this kind of stuff. And so some people really discredited Cayce in that regard because they said, well, the poles really haven't shifted. But au contraire, dear listener, I will say that the poles have shifted. They've shifted just ever so slightly. Now, I don't know what we're thinking. Like, we think that the poles are going to shift and we're going to fall over on our head or what, or some big calamity is going to happen. But in my opinion, the reason why the poles haven't shifted more severely than they have is a function of consciousness, which is what we're talking about on BBS Radio. We're talking about consciousness, how we consciously choose that which we want to create, and by doing so, we make an impact on the world around us. In my opinion, those poles haven't shifted because we chose something new. And so the thing that I'm trying to, point I'm trying to get to here is that the more we think about, oh, look, they're fighting again in the Middle East, it's happening, you know, then the more we're actually creating that which we don't really want to create. This is a law of quantum physics. You know that. The more we observe something, then the more likely it is to happen. So, I mean, it just got me really concerned that there's so many people in our population right now who are really, really buying into this Book of Revelations thing. I mean, this is scary, and we have got to do something to stop it. And I know then there's the other whole group of people who are interested in the conspiracies about the government and all this kind of stuff. And personally, although, I mean, some of this stuff may or may not be happening, I'm not here to tell you whether or not this is happening or not, but these are things that I choose personally not to look at. I mean, not that I don't want to be awake. It's, you know, there's a fine line between ignorance is not bliss, and you certainly don't want to, like, lock yourself in a closet and not know what's going on in the world. But on the other side of the coin, I choose to spend the majority of my thoughts thinking about the things that I want to create and not dwelling on the things that are worrisome, because I know that thought creates things. And so by the same token, what I'm saying is we've got to somehow tip these scales here and stop thinking so much about this Book of Revelations. You know, there's that whole energy about, you may have heard this little story about the 100th monkey, and maybe I know I've talked about this on this show before, but I'm going to say it again, because it never hurts to hear it again. You know, this is it was a phenomenon that this little monkey was eating fruit, but they didn't like the flavor of this one fruit or something. I don't remember. So that what they did is they went to the water and they started washing it off, and they realized that when they washed it off, then it tasted better. And so they started eating it, and then one little monkey shows it to another little monkey and says, hey, you don't like the fruit? Let me check it out. Let's wash it off, and it's going to taste better. And they go, hey, that's neat. And so then they go teach it to another monkey. And by the time they teach this thing about washing fruit to 100 monkeys, then suddenly consciousness shifts, and all monkeys begin to automatically know how to wash fruit. It's almost as if it subliminally and through the grid of consciousness gets programmed into the DNA after a certain number of them know how to do things. And this is a theme that not only I, but probably almost every other person on this network has been talking about, that the more of us who hold the intent of what we want to create, then the more likely we are to create it. The challenge arises is that many of us feel like we're the beacon of light in the middle of the sea, or we're the only person standing on the mountain and there's nothing else around us. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, that that is not true. I read a new book a couple months ago called The Cultural Creatives. And if you're not aware of this book, you need to be aware of it. Do you need to read it? I don't know. You be the judge, because I can give you the Cliff's Notes right now. What this book is about, it's real-life sociologists who went out into the world and they began to interview over 100,000 Americans about their values. And traditionally and historically, we've had a certain demographic or a certain way that we define the social trends in the world. And what we've traditionally had are traditionalists, people who are conservative, maybe. I don't want to necessarily say they're politically conservative or spiritually conservative, but they're just regular everyday folks. Maybe they live out on a farm or something, you know, those kind of people. And then we have a new demographic called the moderns, and the moderns are the people who are interested in gadgetry. They feel that the body is a machine. They can just open up the lid, drop a new part in, close the lid, and just drive on down the road. They're into technology and stuff like that. But what this, so traditionally there'd be, historically, there's been just these two kinds of people. Either you're into the futuristic stuff or you're into the traditional old-timey stuff. And that's basically would have, in the past, defined the majority of the population in this country. But what they found when they researched these 100,000 Americans over a 15-year time span, so listen here now. So what I'm saying is this research didn't just start today. It didn't even just start in the 90s. It started like in the late 80s. They started taking a look at a trend that they saw where people were actually beginning to behave differently. These people, they are defining as a new social emergence called the cultural creatives. And who they are people like you and me. They are people like everybody here at BBS Radio. We want to make a difference in the world. We want to help people. We maybe used to have a corporate job, but now we've realized that it's meaningless and we've given it up. Or we had a health crisis, which is what I went through, and some of you went through that as well. Or we had a death in the family, or we had something where we woke up one morning and said, my God, my life is miserable. I've got to make more meaning out of this thing. What can I do to make my life more meaningful? And so what happened is these are the people who buy, you know, natural health products and who buy organic foods. They don't mind spending more money for electricity if they know that it's from a wind-generated power plant instead of using fossil fuels. This is defining you and me. And one of the other things about this demographic that I find most interesting is that the people in this demographic all feel like they're the beacon on the hill. They feel like they're alone, that there's no one else out there. And, of course, guess how many people are in this demographic now? 50 million people and growing. 50 million. Not 100,000, not a few people here and there. No, there's 50 million of us and more. And what I've started to notice now, I've been traveling around the world this year, and what I'm really starting to notice is that, in my opinion, the good things that we have been holding in our consciousness, in my opinion, are actually beginning to create tangible shifts in the outer world. Period. It is happening, folks. It's happening. And guess who's making it happen? You. You. And me. And your neighbor, and the people across the street, you can't see them, but you don't know what's going on between the space between their two ears. We've got to continue to hold these peaceful thoughts. We've got to continue to imagine a world where people are going to quit retaliating against each other, but at the same time, they're going to feel safe and secure. And we've got to keep the faith. Now more than ever, it's time. You're listening to Beyond Reality on BBS Radio. If you want to give me a call and talk to me about this yourself, call me. Toll free, 1-877-876-5227. You can visit my website at www.galactichealing.org. You can shop online for books, crystals, and more at shop.galactichealing.org. So what I'm talking about here is that you and I are sitting out here. You're sitting at home. You're tuning into that internet radio right now, and you're thinking, man, I really want to make a difference in the world. I'm really praying for peace. I wonder if it's helping. Yes, it's helping. And we've got to keep going. And we've got to take it to the next level. And we've got to stop buying into this stuff that the world is coming to an end. Do you realize that almost every generation, every 100 years, some generation believes that the world is coming to an end? This is not new. This is not a new feeling. Now, I understand that we have more, quote, evidence because the Mayan calendar is coming to an end. And 2012 is upon us, you know. I understand all that. But what would be wrong with thinking that we are coming to the end, not of the world, but of the world as we know it? It's true that the vibrational frequencies around this planet are shifting. We are moving into a state of higher consciousness where weaponry and attacking people and hatred and all this baloney that goes on in this world are going to be a thing of the past. So what would be wrong with thinking that the Mayans said at the end of 2012 what's going to happen is a new world? I'm not saying I don't believe in the 1,000 years of peace. Do I believe it's going to start pretty soon? Yes. Will some things shake down before then? Yes. But do I believe that the lights are gone out in 2012? Absolutely not. And there's got to be enough people out here. I've got to talk to you about this today. Because I want you to start thinking about what I'm talking about. And quit thinking about the world coming to an end. Think of the world. What I want you to think about is that this warmongering world that we're living in, that is coming to an end, yes, because we are going to become a peaceful society who loves each other and who coexists and who realizes that even if my spiritual beliefs are not the same as yours, that there is nothing wrong with that, and I can at least respect you, I can at least allow you to live as you let me live, and we can coexist peacefully because we're all called human beings on the planet Earth. When are we going to get it through our heads, man? Why can't we just get that? I do not understand it. It drives me nuts. When we think that the sacred texts that are coming out of the Middle East, all three of them, the Bible, the Jewish Torah, and the Quran, are all coming from the same original document, but they just got three different versions of the story. Does that mean that we need to go killing each other? It's ridiculous. It's just so ignorant. And I know I'm preaching to the choir out here, but you know, hey, it's the choir who comes to church, right? I mean, we got to think about these things. So to me, the book of Revelations is talking about the way that we've been living is coming to an end. Thank God. And we're going to see, at least in the reality that I'm living in, we're going to see that January 1st, 2012, the lights are going to go on. The next day, the lights are going to turn on again. We're going to get down the road. And it's going to be just another thing, just like that Y2K, in my opinion. We may dig the storm shelters, we may prepare for the war, but when it's all said and done that next morning, we're just going to flip the light switch on and we're going to go down our road. And some of you are saying, hey girl, you got rose-colored glasses on, man. You're living in fantasy land. Well, you know what? I like fantasy land because that's how things are created, is in our imagination and the things that we can imagine. And my world, yes, is a very happy place to be, where people are going to start getting it at a deeper level as more and more of us decide that eye for an eye and all this nonsense that's going on in our world right now is just not acceptable, then guess what? We're going to become those 100 monkeys who washed fruit, and we are going to change the world, man. And it is not out of our reach. And you, I'm talking to you, you think that you're sitting there and you're wondering, what are you doing that's contributing to the world? Well, I'm telling you what you're doing. You're doing it with your thoughts. You're doing it with your prayers. You're doing it by having faith. You're doing it through your imagination, by imagining a world where peace exists. Think it into existence. And let's do it right now. It's not out of our reach, people. So that's what I need to talk to you about today. Let's start learning. You know, what I think would be really helpful is if we really start learning what other people believe. And I'm going to look into doing this in the next few months. Like, let's talk to, Buddhists. Let's talk to different Hindu people and different people to say, hey, what do you believe? And what we're going to find as we go out into the world interviewing our fellow man about their spiritual and religious beliefs, that, you know, this is the big cosmic soup up here, man. It's all the same thing. How we choose to interpret it may be different, but the truth is, in my opinion, we're all on the same road. We're all going to the same place. And it's just a matter of figuring out, how can I respect others and be okay about knowing that I'm able to think and feel and do what I want to do while I'm respecting others, and realizing that it's our differences that make the world an exciting place to live in. I mean, you don't want to eat hamburgers every night for dinner, do you? I mean, you know, an American apple pie. I mean, it's neat to have interactions with our fellow man from different parts of the world. And what I love about living in Dallas, Texas is, you know, people think about Texas, they think everybody here's got cowboy boots on and roping cattle and all that stuff, which, of course, yes, there's a lot of that going on. But, I mean, even in this city, I mean, we've got Korean population and, of course, Chinese and Indians and Russians and people from all over the world living here in, basically, for the most part, general harmony. And so why that can't be extended to the world at large, I just don't quite understand it yet. Man, I can just really get going on my soapbox about this stuff, but I really want you guys to think about what I'm talking about. Peace, love, happiness, joy, that's all within our grasp. Because guess what? We are the artists painting this thing, creating this piece of art that we call life. So let our art imitate art, not be war. Let it be something beautiful and not something ugly. And that all starts with the thoughts that we're thinking about ourselves, about our situation, and about each other. So let's get busy and make that happen. You're listening to Beyond Reality on BBS Radio. I'm Dr. Shelley Kerr. You can visit me online at www.galactichealing.org. If you would like private sessions, my specialty is in taking you into your past, clearing things that are holding you back, and then moving you out into your bright and shiny future, where you can see yourself happily creating the life that you want to live. I'll help you identify your soul purpose, help you figure out, how are you going to do what it is that you were sent here to do? I truly believe that all of us have a reason for being here. And the reason may be even more simple and yet more profound than any of us realize. And it may just be to love each other and to be happy. And how you do that is how life magically unfolds for you. It's very, very interesting. You're listening to Beyond Reality. Now, I wanted to tell you about a couple new books that I just put out. The first one, a lot of people have been going nuts over this book. It's called Lemurian Seeds, Hope for Humanity. And what this book is about is available on my website at galactichealing.org. I've written several books about gem and mineral healing. The Lemurian Seed book is about the ancient Lemurian civilization, which it's so interesting when you think about consciousness, because, you know, the whole Atlantis thing went around and around and around. From the time Edgar Cayce first started talking about Atlantis to some of the discoveries in Bimini and other places, people have been talking about the legendary lost civilization of Atlantis and what that means to us. And I live in Dallas, Texas, and a lot of people here believe that there are a lot of Atlanteans living in Dallas, Texas, trying to learn how to overcome their decadent lifestyles and live a more peaceful existence. But what's just now starting to come more into our consciousness is the Lemurian civilization, which is the civilization that predated Atlantis. In my first book, Origins of Huna, I talked about the ancient Hawaiians. And in ancient Hawaiian lore and mythology, they discuss something called the lost continent of Mu, which is spelled M-U. And what they're referring to is the Lemurians, because many of us believe that ancient Lemuria was a civilization that was around before Atlantis. And that if we were to unearth it, it would be underneath the area where the Hawaiian Islands are still located today. And it's very interesting when you think about an ancient culture, such as the Hawaiians and the Polynesians, where much of their history was spread through oral tradition, that even today, the stories about the lost continent of Mu are still alive and well. And BBS Radio, broadcasting out of California, many people, as myself included, of course, subscribe to the philosophy that there's Lemurian energies in Mount Shasta, California, that the interdimensional Lemurians are still thriving underneath the ground, underneath that beautiful and amazing mountain. So what is this about, and why does this information have to do with the world peace that we're talking about today? The Lemurian seed crystals are special crystals that were planted thousands and thousands of years ago by these Lemurian beings. It would almost be like if you went out to your backyard today and you took one of those little envelopes of seeds and you threw it out in the yard. But instead of it sprouting some greenery, you know, in the next couple of months, what if those seeds were planted and they were allowed to grow for thousands and thousands of years? And what if, because this is crystalline technology, you could program these seeds so that they would hold consciousness in them? Consciousness meaning the same thing that we were talking about earlier. When I meditate and I hold a peaceful thought in my mind, I am holding consciousness. Well, we know that crystals are transmitters because we use them. In fact, if you're listening to BBS Radio right now, your computer has crystals in it that allow it to operate. And so would it be so far-fetched to think that these crystals planted thousands of years ago are actually programmed with consciousness, with messages from an ancient people who were known for their peaceful ways and for their ability to live harmoniously with one another on the planet? So what's happening primarily in Brazil is that these crystals began getting discovered, I'd say probably in the late 80s. And from time to time, I'd run across a flyer, or, you know, somebody's passing a piece of paper around with a paragraph on it saying, hey, this is from Lemuria. And to be honest, I mean, for a long time, I really didn't pay much attention to these. And I actually thought maybe it was some kind of marketing scheme. I thought, okay, they've just given them this name. It doesn't mean anything. But I was out on my annual Mecca to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show this year. And one of my friends I went with was really into this Lemurian seed crystal thing. So we went to talk to some of the people who were supplying the crystals out of Brazil. And when I picked them up, I mean, I just really got a download right there where I said, oh, my gosh, I'm going to write a book about this. And what this is about is that these crystals, when you come across them, when you hold them a certain way, it allows the consciousness that's embedded within them to become activated. As if, like, several of us are meditating, you hold this crystal, it's the same kind of thing, that it shifts consciousness. And so the book Lemurian Seeds, Hope for Humanity, talks about the 12 keys of consciousness and how these crystals are unlocking these keys. And in my personal opinion, when more and more people begin working with these crystals, awakening the consciousness that's within them, it is going to cause yet another energetic shift as we move out of our current world and into the new world that we are all now creating for ourselves. It's almost like a tool that we can use to help accelerate the peace process. And so the whole thing about this thing is that these seed crystals were primarily found in Brazil, but now they're beginning to show up in other parts of the world. So I encountered some that were from Russia, and serendipitously I will be traveling to Russia myself this September for 2 weeks. I can't wait. I think that there's some really powerful energy coming from Russia right now, because a lot of the minerals that I've been working with are from there. But what happened is, when I received this information, I went to Tucson, I got the big download, and I came home and I wrote this book. And while I was writing it, it was just kind of flowing through me, and I was talking about the fact that I really believe that the crystals from Lemuria will start showing up not just in Brazil, which is where most of our mineral production is coming from at this time, and not even just in Russia, but in many, many parts of the world. And I had a vision. It was kind of like a chia pet, which is kind of funny, but you may know what a chia pet is. But what it is, it's one of those little, you know, those little funny ceramic terracotta pots, and then you water it, and then the plant starts popping out of the holes in the pot until it looks like one of them looks like a guy's head, so it looks like this little hairdo that's made out of plant leaves. And so what I saw was like a vision of the earth, and it just looked like these crystals were kind of pointing out of the earth, but all over the earth, almost like a little prickly ball, you know. And in my opinion, we are going to start finding these crystals as we become aware of them, and they are going to show up all over the world. And so I kind of wrote this, I put the book away, and I didn't think much about it. But when I was in India this year, my last side trip, I popped off to Nepal, I think I told you about that earlier, and I went to Kathmandu. And I was touring around at all the Buddhist stupas there. And as I was coming out of this one place, this guy was sitting there with at a table. And he had this little towel out with just a few stones that he was selling. And I looked on his towel, people, and I saw one of these Lemurian seed crystals sitting on his towel. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I've got to buy this thing. And so I'm scraping around, and by this time it's like the end of my trip, and I didn't have any cash left, and they don't take credit cards there, if you know what I mean. So I picked up the stone, and I just held it for a minute, and I was like, darn it, I mean, because I just didn't have enough money to buy it. But what I also was talking about in the book, which was written before I went to this thing, is that, see, the thing about the seed crystals, it's interesting, is that they really are for you. Like, the one that's for you is for you. It's not for anybody else. And so what I was getting is that, you know, it's good that I saw it there, because now I can tell you about it, and you can be aware of the fact that these crystals are going to start showing up all over the earth. But it's not necessary that I buy that one, right, because it's not for me. It was for somebody else, but it was just for me to know about it so that I could kind of validate what I had already written, which is the fact that these things are going to start showing up all over the place. And I think if more people start reading the book and start seeking them out, we're just going to see them pop up. And as more and more people use them and start activating them, this is going to be one of the tools of ascension that we are needing to be using right now. And when I'm talking about ascension, okay, do I mean that I'm going to turn into a ball of light and float out of this place? Well, I mean, certainly that's one way to define ascension, but I'm talking about ascension in the sense that as the world comes to, quote, an end, which is what we've been talking about this whole time, right? I mean, yes, the world's coming to an end, the world as we know it. And as the world comes to this end and we, quote, ascend, to me, ascension means all of us together raising our frequency, moving the world into the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimensions, into this harmonious 1,000 years of peace, and then some. And that these crystals are among the tools that are going to help us raise this frequency and move from the world we're now in now, in this warmongering disaster, into some kind of a more peaceful place to be. And so over the next week or so, I've just come home from a long trip. I've been gone for a month, so I'm going to start photographing. I've got some Lemurian seed crystals here, and I'm going to start photographing them and putting them on the website for you to see and purchase. And just know that this will be an intuitive process, that I'll be intuiting which one is for you, because, like I said, particular ones really are destined to be with you. I mean, but the truth is, I believe that's with any stone and mineral. I mean, anytime you order a stone from shop.galactichealing.org, I really, you know, hold you in my intent when I'm selecting those, because I really believe that they're destined to be with certain people. So anyway, I just want you to start thinking about this, this idea that an ancient civilization that potentially even you could have lived in the past is attempting at this time to transmit a message to us through crystals. It's the same way your radio works, BBS radio, transmitting through crystals. And these crystals are also found in the mineral kingdom. So this is very important information. You're listening to Beyond Reality. I'm Dr. Shelley Kerr. Visit me online at www.galactichealing.org, where you can see more information about the new Lemurian book. And you can also order it online at www.shop.galactichealing.org. The other book I told you I've put out too. Lemurian Seeds, probably the most far out information I've ever really put out to date, but yet the most timely, let's just put it that way. And I also at the same time have put out what I consider to be the most normal book I've ever written. It's called Just Write It, Step-by-Step Guide to Writing and Publishing Your First Book. Some of you know I'm teaching a writer's workshop from time to time in different parts of the country. And this book basically is that writer's workshop written down so that you can get going on the book that you've always wanted to write. I talk about breaking it down into step-by-step pieces that are easy for you to handle, because the reality is, for a lot of people, the thought of writing a book is completely overwhelming and they don't even know where to begin. And I certainly know what that feels like. I believe it's a process that involves you kind of getting into an energy where you impose deadlines on yourself, even though they're, quote, pretend. You pretend like you have a deadline. You pretend like someone's pressuring you to get this work done, and you sit down there and you do it. I also show you how many pages it should be and how you can organize the book easily and effortlessly, so it's almost as easy as writing a paper like what you used to do in school. So you can pick up a copy of Just Write It also on my website, if writing a book is part of the gift that you've come here to contribute to the world. Check it out. So anyway, we're almost to the end of our time together, and I appreciate you listening to Beyond Reality. Once again, I just want to reiterate what we've been talking about all along. We can turn on the TV, we can look at the front page of the paper, and we can think that this world is going to heck in a handbasket, and it's going there mighty, mighty quick. Or we can take a look at that and just say, wow, there's some interesting changes going on in the world, and the place where I live is a peaceful and beautiful space to be, and always will be. Realizing that you and me and the people across the street and your best friend and your cat and your dog and everybody else has the power to get whatever it is that we want to get out of this life. And at this moment, we need a peaceful world to live in. We want the world to end. Yes, the warmongering, hateful world that we've been living in needs to come to an end, and it needs to come to an end mighty, mighty quick. And the new world that we are now moving into is a place of tolerance and peace and harmony, where everyone is allowed to express their individual gifts and talents, and everyone is living and let living, and all is well. So think about these things as you move forward in the days and weeks and months ahead. And let's keep this dialogue open. And if you'd like to send me an email, my email address is Dr. Shelley, that's DrSHELLEY, at galactichealing.org. Drop me a line. Let me know what you think. Tune in next week to another edition of Beyond Reality. I'm Dr. Shelley Kerr. Visit my website at www.galactichealing.org, shop.galactichealing.org, or you can give me a call at 469-556-HEAL. That's 469-556-4325. You've been listening to Beyond Reality on BBS Radio. Make it a peaceful day. Namaste.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.